Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The second impeachment trial of Donald Trump is set to begin on Tuesday. Defense attorneys say the proceeding is illegal because the former president's remarks to supporters who attacked the U.S. Capitol last month amounted to free speech. In pretrial arguments, NPR's Kelsey Snell reports that House impeachment managers insist that Trump incited the mob.
They say that evidence against the former president is, as they describe it, overwhelming. And they say what Trump is trying to do is to escape accountability. They also say that, you know, that the arguments that his lawyers are putting up basically don't meet the definition of what is constitutionally protected. They say that they are going to argue that the president should have been held to account for his actions because they happened while he was in office, therefore making him subject to impeachment.
NPR's Kelsey Snell reporting. President Biden says his administration is ahead of its schedule to vaccinate 100 million people against COVID-19 in his first 100 days in office. The CDC says that more than 22 million doses have been given out since Biden took office 3 weeks ago. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is calling for equitable distribution of COVID vaccines around the world. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that the OECD says getting vaccines to low- and middle-income countries is key to a global economic recovery.
In a new report, the economic group with 37 member countries says some poorer nations may not start mass COVID vaccinations until 2024. The head of the OECD, José Ángel Gurría, says the lack of a comprehensive plan to get vaccines to low- and middle-income countries threatens to prolong the pandemic and stall the global economic recovery.
Advanced economies will not recover unless they help developing and least developed economies out of this crisis.
He says trillions of dollars have been spent on pandemic stimulus packages. Dedicating a tiny fraction of that for global vaccines, Gurría says, would be a solid investment. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
The Senate has confirmed Dennis McDonough to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more.
McDonough is a political veteran, not a military one. He was President Barack Obama's chief of staff, among many other posts. President Joe Biden's choice of a Washington insider may be a nod toward recent VA secretaries who have failed to navigate the politically charged and bureaucratically staggering job. There have been 9 acting or confirmed secretaries in the past 6 years. VA is the second largest department after the Pentagon. It provides health care for about 9 million veterans, as well as disability and educational benefits. Dennis McDonough says his direct access to President Biden and his experience working with Congress will help with issues like the VA's increased use of private health care and the department's handling of the pandemic.
This is NPR. Myanmar's coup leaders are hinting that they might crack down on protesters demanding the new military-led government return power to democratically elected leaders. From neighboring Thailand, Michael Sullivan has the story.
The military has been silent about the demonstrations, which have drawn tens of thousands for nearly a week. That ended Monday with a statement read on state-run MRTV. "Democracy can be destroyed if there is no discipline," the statement warned. "We will have to take legal action to prevent acts that are violating state stability, public safety, and the rule of law." The coup leader also appeared on TV for the first time since seizing power. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing made no direct reference to the protests, but repeated his claims of voting fraud. In the November general election, Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won in a landslide. Suu Kyi was detained by the military on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pleaded not guilty to corruption charges. Netanyahu was indicted last year for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in 3 separate cases. His trial resumed on Monday in Jerusalem, only weeks before national elections in which Netanyahu hopes to extend his 12-year rule. Wall Street stocks closed higher Monday, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 237 points. The Nasdaq added 131 points, and the S&P 500 rose 28. U.S. futures are mostly higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.